Welcome to the Balance Love Life and Business Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Mr. Rex Sykes. Rex, why don't you take it from here?
I am so excited to be here. I am thrilled and enthused, and I hope you are too. So we'll begin. A lot of people ask me about balance. Now, I've spent over 40 years, it's four decades, assisting people in living the life that they want to live, to eliminate problems and to skyrocket their ability to make change, create abundance, and live the life of their dreams. And if you don't know about me, I'm going to give you a free gift at the end of this session. So you're going to want to stick to all the way to the end to get your free gift. I'm going to give you a website right now, though, just in case. It's dailyinspirationandgratitude.com. That is my website, Daily Inspiration Gratitude. It's spelled just as it sounds. And there you can find your free gift. You can find out more about me. But people ask me about balance. They say, do we need it? What is it? And how do we get it? Especially when it comes to love, life, and business. Is it important? Well, I'd like you to think about a three-legged milking stool, you know, the kind that the old milkmaids or milk guys would sit on to milk the cow in the old days before machines took over. There's a milking stool, and it has three legs, and if any one of those legs is longer or much, much shorter than the others, that you've got a very wobbly milking stool. You've got one that you can't use. And so... when it comes to creating balance in your life, whether it's your love life, your business life, your personal life, whatever, your health, your wealth, your spirituality, it is important to create balance and to have equal length of our milking stool legs so that we get the very best, so that we're stable, and so that the structure, the foundation is firm. And for most people, a lot of people build their house in sand. You heard that analogy. And when something's built in sand, it's not very steady. It's not very strong. You want to build a firm foundation. How do we build a firm foundation and how do we get balance? We build a firm foundation by going back and doing some very simple, very basic things. And if you do these things repeatedly, consistently, for long enough, they become habits. And the way I think about habits is there's two kinds. There's habits that support you, and then there's those habits that do not support you. There's habits like getting up and brushing your teeth and taking a shower and exercising and having a positive attitude, and they support you. And then there's those like smoking and overdrinking or eating or biting your fingernails or twisting your hair, you know, or being afraid of things that are non-supportive habits. The goal is, obviously, in designing a life of wonder and amazement and joy, is to create more and more of the successful, supportive habits and eliminate or override more and more of the non-supportive habits. You need to always think in terms of, does this serve me or does this not serve me? Because if it's not serving you, then don't put time, energy, effort, or money into it. If it's wasting your time, depleting your energy, frustrating you, and emptying your pocketbook, stop it. Sometimes we just need to have good taste, and we have to make better decisions, and we have to think wisely about ourselves. So stop, eliminate, get rid of the habits that don't support us or you, and begin to develop, encourage, and nurture the ones that do. Now, when pursuing your goals, you know, and starting out in life, young people, or if you're changing a career, or you're pursuing a loved one, oftentimes you're out of balance, and you will be out of balance because it's the newness of it that is, one, exciting, and it draws and it commands your attention, and two, if you, like me, are a huge fan of Napoleon Hill said that you first have to define your definite chief purpose. You have to know what your purpose is in life, what you're aiming at, what you want to accomplish, what your whole, you know, reason for being is. And in order, and then to pursue that, it has to be a white hot obsession. It has to be a burning desire. And when he wrote Think and Grow Rich, he wrote the book primarily about and for those people who wanted to increase their monetary lot in life. They wanted to experience abundance. And he said, if you want money, then you got to focus on money almost to the exclusion of everything else. And then money will come. And when it does come, it will come so fast, it might scare you. But in order to do that, you have to know what your purpose is and follow your purpose. You have to make the goal, that purpose, your obsession, a white hot burning desire, and think and act and live and breathe it day in and day out until you get it. So you're out of balance, but you're out of balance temporarily. And that's what you need to know. You can't live your whole life that way, but you live your life to pursue your goal for a certain time. When people get enamored, they fall in love. That's all they think about for a while. They think about the person. They don't eat. They don't sleep. They think about the loved one. They want to be with them. They just, hours go by, and you know, it seems like minutes. And they're obsessed. And that's okay. There are those times when that's totally okay. And it's useful. And it's good to know that sometimes you need, now I'm not talking about stalking here. I'm talking about, you know, development of a romance, not a pursuit of somebody who doesn't want to be pursued. But, you know, you go after what it is you want with intensity, with a ferociousness, with a certainty and a belief. And Phil said, if you can conceive it and believe it, you can achieve it. And how do you come to believe it? You do it by repeating constantly to yourself and doing those things constantly to yourself that you are in line with your purpose. You govern your thoughts. You take control of your thinking process. That's why it's Think and Grow Rich. And you think positively. All right, so again, balance. What do you want in balance? You want to think equally negative and equally positive? I don't think so. I think you want to think mostly positive. So balance may not be the right choice when it comes to thinking, because that means it's ho-hum, it's so-so, it's okay, it's what most people do already, which is they frustrate themselves. They think, yeah, I can do it, and then think, no, I can't. Yes, I can't. No, I can't. No, I can't. Yes, I can. And they go back and forth. In this case, you want to have a preponderance or a predominant mindset. I would encourage you to have a positive, happy, powerful mindset as opposed to a negative, discouraging, weak one. Okay? Because whatever you're thinking is ruling your life. If you think I can, that rules your life. If you think I can't, that rules your life. So the choice, again, is yours. This is where good taste comes in and wise decisions. So you're not going to balance your thinking life in that regard. You're going to lean it, gear it, steer it toward being positive and optimistic and powerful, a can-do mentality, so that you can have the burning desires or pursue your goals and outcomes without being afraid or fearful or worried or giving up. So persistence means you keep going and never stop. Now, going back to Napoleon Hill modeled 520 people back at the turn of the century, introduced to him by Andrew Carnegie, then the richest man in the world, so that he could develop a philosophy that he first wrote about called The Laws of Success, and then entitled Think and Grow Rich, came out about 1937-38. And he said that these 520 people were the basis of the philosophy, and said, you got to know what you want, your definite chief aim, you've got to have a burning desire. You have to believe in it totally and be certain that you can accomplish it. That doesn't mean you hope and wish. It's not airy-fairy law of attraction stuff that says if you wish it, it may come true. It's no, you will create it. That is the law of attraction. You do it, and it comes back to you. So know your purpose. Have a burning desire or white-hot obsession. Be certain you can do it, and then keep doing it. Keep going for it until you get it. Don't quit too early. Cross the finish line, and when you do, celebrate. In fact, celebrate all the way. Now, with the 520, he said, I got to know these people. I spent time in their houses. I knew their spouses. I got to know their children, you know, and I got to know many of them throughout the remainder of their lives, or their lives and his. At the end of Napoleon Hill's life, he said, out of the 520 people, there was only one who was happy and peaceful. Only one who had balance. The others had sadly either killed themselves because they lost money. They had either lost money and gone bankrupt. They had either gone insane and were committed, became an alcoholic, or had drug problems, as did some of their children. In other words, not every single one of them was a disaster, but his point was only one out of the 520 had a really, really wonderful life, and that was because the person made peace and balance and love and happiness and family a priority over the money. So if you pursue money for money's sake, you can end up completely out of balance. And then if you lose money, as so many people do, they don't know what to do. They have no life. They haven't structured. They haven't built a foundation of love and caring and joy. And so they're at a loss. And they take desperate measures. And that is truly sad and unfortunate. So how do you have balance? How do you enjoy your life and make life the way you want it? Well, one of the things that I think you should do, and we'll cover a little bit about the mindset, and we'll cover a little bit about body, and we'll cover hopefully a little bit about spirit, maybe a little bit about finances and the time that we have. But how you wake up in the morning is critical. What you do first is important to how the rest of the day unfolds. The most important thing that you can do each and every day is to begin your day, your morning, your awakening thoughts positive. Having a good morning routine is a great way to ensure that you wake up right. So you wake up and you declare, you make a declaration, you go, I love my life. Today, something good is coming my way. I find and I create opportunity. My life is amazing. I am magnificent. Thanks for another great day. Today is going to be incredible. Now feel it and say it. So while you're in bed, you spend a few moments feeling wonderful, and you set your day right. You go, wow, this is going to be the most amazing, incredible, wonderful day. And then you spend some time in gratitude, and you become thankful for everything. Thankful that you have another day. Thankful that the day that you had has passed and you enjoyed it. Thankful for your family, your friends, yourself. Be thankful you can walk and talk and see if you can. And you can do many things that sadly other people are not able to. So you're blessed in many, many ways. Count your blessings. Think of the experiences and the lessons you've learned in life and celebrate everything. Delight and feel thankful. You see, when you consider everything a blessing, that immediately transforms your life. Then there's no crisis, there's no problem, there's no obstacle that isn't wonderful. Well, true, it doesn't appear so at first at face value, but if you think, you know what, I'm going to get through this, I can get through this. I don't know how, but I will. I always do. I land on my feet. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this lesson to learn. I wonder what I'm going to learn through this. You see, a lot of people look back on some of the most tragic, terrible times in their life, and they go, wow, do you know, if it hadn't been for that, I wouldn't be the person I am today. I wouldn't be the success I am. I wouldn't have my children. I wouldn't have the family. I wouldn't be living where I am. Sad, the other people look back and go, oh my God, you know, my life ended there and I've never recovered and I dragged myself along all these days and I just don't know how I'm going to go through another day. I mean, sad, you know, to be a survivor, to have recovered. You want to live as a champion and as a winner with a positive attitude, with a song in your heart and a spring in your step. And the way you do that is you get your mindset right and your feelings right. And one of the ways you do that is to appreciate everything. When you can appreciate everything, then nothing is an issue. Then every issue, every problem, every situation, every event, every circumstance, every person you encounter is a blessing. Yes, it's a mental reframe, but it's a blessing. And if you can perceive the world that way, you live a rich, incredible, wonderful life regardless of what you have or don't have. So spend time in gratitude. Expect great things to come your way. Set intentions for your day. Like today, I intend to do X. I'm going to clean a part of my office. I'm going to throw stuff out of the garage. I'm going to make 5 business phone calls. I'm going to tell my significant other how much I love and cherish them at least 3 times today. I'm going to do something special for my children. I'm going to get the car washed. Whatever you do, do it. Keep your word. Keep your commitment to yourself. Don't break your word. You know, if you say, I'm going to clean the office and do it within 48 hours. And you know what? Don't bite off more than you can chew. Some people say, I'm going to clean the whole house today, and they never get around to any of it. Say, yeah, I'm going to clean my desk. And then once they get the desk clean a corner of the office. And then once they get the corner clean, see, some people wait for motivation to come to them until they feel like doing it. Well, I never feel like cleaning my desk or my office or my house, to be honest. I don't feel like doing any of that. But if I do it and I start getting it done, then I feel like continuing it until it's finished. So motivation comes from doing, not from waiting. You're proactive, not reactive. If you're sitting and waiting, you can wait forever. But if you start doing a little bit, like a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and then the step after that, and step after that, and step after that. So set intentions and then follow through on them. Keep your commitments. If you tell someone you're going to call them, call them. If you're going to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night, be there at 8 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock at night. Don't blame the traffic. Don't blame anything. Take responsibility and accept if you're late for not being there. And if you can't be there on time, call them, let them know in advance. Hey, I'm sorry, I can't get there on time. I really apologize. Can we reschedule? Or if they're already there and you're not, call them and tell them when you will be there and apologize and somehow make it good for you. Because, you know, sometimes when you're late, that's it. People have their priorities. They have their principles. They have their rules. They have their regulations. And you violate that, and that is the last time they do business with you. So be sure to keep your word, do what you say, and when you do what you also do, this creates balance in you, because what you do is you create a respectful relationship with yourself. You teach your own brain, I do what I say. I follow through on what I intend to follow through on. I am a person who takes action. I'm a leader of myself, and that feels good. And you know what? When you feel good mentally and in your heart, and you're doing good things for yourself, and you can easily do more good things for others. And when you do that, you feel good. When you feel good like that, guess what? You start to create more balance and more peace and more joy and more blessings in your life. You actually do start to attract more of what you are in life. You contract more of the good things. So if you want to think law of attraction, that's how you get the stuff that you want, baby. You do it by being it first. How you do anything is how you do everything, and how you do so. Expect good things to come your way, set your intentions, and follow through. And intentions are great because they help you live on purpose and they set direction for you. You can set intentions for anything and everything. You can get in the car and say, I am going to drive calmly to the gas station, I'm going to have an enjoyable drive across town. The freeway traffic could suck, but I'm going to have the best, most peaceful time listening and enjoying my music while I drive. I will be patient in the line at the coffee shop. You can set intentions and make them happen. So spend a few moments in the morning doing an affirmation. I love my life. Be grateful. And then spend some time setting the intentions for what you want to do during the day. And don't try and set thousands of intentions for the day. Set simple ones. And every time you change what you're doing, like I get up, I go from the office to the gym, set an intention for going to the gym. When I'm in the gym, set an intention for the exercise that I want to accomplish. How do I want to spend my time there? I want to spend my time on the treadmill, and I want to feel good, and I want to go and sauna and feel fantastic. What, you know, set intentions for these different locations as you move through your day. Yeah, it takes mental practice, and it takes reminding yourself to do this, but this is one of those supportive habits you can cultivate that will make it so much better and so much easier to live and enjoy your life. Since habits are hard to break, you know, like biting nails and giving up smoking, create good habits. Consider how and what you will apply in your life that you want more of. So if it's exercise or reading, I think reading inspirational material and motivational material every day is a great habit. Helps frame your mind, helps stay positive, keep you positive, helps focus you. So in the morning, again, my morning routine, I love my life. I spend some time in gratitude. I actually write down affirmations that I have for myself, my intentions, my goals, my desires. I write them every day in a journal of those things that I want to accomplish. You know, 5 or 6 things, I write them down day after day after day. And when I accomplish one, I add a new one. But it's a habit. It becomes a habit. So you want to learn how to apply what you're reading, those things that motivate you. You want to put it into effect. If you spend 5, 10, or 30 minutes when you can, that's great, because you are learning and setting the habit of creating an intention. You're learning and setting the habit of thinking positive. You're learning and setting the habit of being grateful and feeling blessed. You're learning and setting the habit of following through on your word and keeping your commitments and being respectful to yourself and others. And so in all of it, you're developing more pleasing personality. Hopefully you're communicating better with others, because when you feel good, it's easier to help other people feel good. And when they see you feeling good, there's what's called mirror neurons. You know, we tend to match where other people are at. So if you're upbeat and positive, and I don't mean you greet everybody like you just stepped out of a card from the supermarket, or out of a card store, where you're dripping with, you know, this kind of syrupy, sappy life that annoys people. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being genuinely positive and enthused about life, and not letting things get you down. And when you're like that, then other people will be like that too. There's that tendency for us to match and mirror each other unconsciously. Now do something physical. Stretch, do some yoga, walk, rebound, do a few minutes of morning exercise. Go for a swim. I love swimming. Water walk, skip, dance, get moving. But get your body and your mind moving. Exercise is good for the body and the brain, and keep it moving. When you move, especially when you have problems, don't sit down and talk your problems out. Go for a walk and talk your problems out. Because as you're moving, your brain changes. You see different locations. Your body's moving. You get everything going. And you're not sitting and you know, regurgitating an issue, locked in one position, looking at a wall or at another person. You are actually moving and living and walking through life. You know, they say if you're depressed or upset, go work in the garden. Why? Because the more you move your body and the more hard work you do, the brain chemicals that you release and the hormones that you release and the electrical impulses that are generated change your state. So you can get over anxiety and worry and fear and depression through exercise and through some physical labor. Eat healthy. Avoid sugars and grains and processed foods. Get some fiber and some fermented foods. Some plain yogurt without sugar. Organic eggs, raw grass-fed, organic meat or whey protein is good for you. Organic veggies are great. They're so tasty. Spend some time eating without distractions and chew slowly. Some people like to bless their food and or give thanks for it. That's fine. But savor your meal. A lot of people watch TV, they're on the internet, they're doing their Facebook, they're eating at McDonald's, you know, fast food places, or driving and doing all this stuff. And what happens is they're not taking the time to allow their body to assimilate the nutrition, because they're spending all their attention with these distractions. And when you're distracted, you're not digesting properly. So just take time and make it a point to eat and do nothing else. That's the Zen way. The meditative way, and meditation, by the way, is a great way to create balance in your life, because it allows you to begin to think that you're not your thoughts. You get to experience that you're the thinker of thoughts. You are the person who has the thoughts, and they aren't you. So whether they're positive or negative, they're not you. They're not your identity. You are beyond that. So meditation is a great place. Mindfulness, Zen, there's movement, yoga, you know, meditation. Drink organic coffee or tea. You know, avoid sugar and fruit juices, especially the commercial brands. Get some warm water and lemon is great to have. Some kombucha tea, ice or cold. And drink a lot of water. Drink enough water during the day to stay hydrated. Okay. So, and in the morning, what we've said now is wake up feeling wonderful and be thankful. Set an intention that you can follow through on. Do some physical exercise, essentially, and eat and drink a nice morning thing. Greet your day with enthusiasm. It's another day. Set your morning ritual. And remember, how you do one thing is how you do everything. Find positive people to share your day with, and reduce the amount of time and energy around energy vampires and negative people. Okay? So create a great positive daily routine, because one day, just like that journey of 1,000 steps, one day becomes another and another and another. And so if you focus a little bit on your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health, and your financial health, you create balance in your life where and when it's appropriate. So the thing that I really want you to do is remember, maintain a healthy body and you'll maintain a healthy mind. Maintain a healthy mind and it'll help you maintain a healthy body. So take care of yourself. Get plenty of rest. Sleep well, eat well, stay healthy, and celebrate everything. That is my motto. Delight in everything and celebrate everything. Walking, by the way, is a fantastic thing to do. Spend an hour walking. Take your lunch walking. You know, if you need a nap, take a nap. Be good to yourself. Treat yourself well. Treat others well. And you will discover an incredible life and an incredible life of balance. And you begin to create the kind of life, your best life ever, that you deserve. So let me tell you about my free gift to you, because it is a life-changing 22-minute audio MP3, and it's about what's stopping you. What's stopping you is its title, and it's designed to help you go beyond your blocks and limitations and begin to live your best life ever. So you can get it at dailyinspirationandgratitude.com. That's my blog, dailyinspirationandgratitude.com, spelled exactly how it sounds. If you don't know how those words are spelled, look them up. dailyinspirationandgratitude.com, the lead blog page right now, today, while you're listening to this, is how to get the free MP3. I will make it a permanent page, and it'll say free gift at the top of the blog, but I haven't done that yet. So if you're not listening to this live and you get this at another time and it's not the lead page, go to the front of the page of the blog where it says Daily Inspiration and Gratitude, and it'll say free gift at the top, and you click on that, and that's how you can get it. Now, I also have lots of workshops, seminars, online programs, and in real life events coming up. I'm thrilled, and you will be too. If you'd like more information about that, you can email me at createyourbestlifeeverwithrex. createyourbestlifeeverwithrex@gmail.com. And we'll put you on the list. You'll get information about upcoming programs, and you can learn to create your best life ever with me. I've got a Facebook group by the same name. You can search me out. I've got lots of stuff that you're going to love and enjoy. And I'm thrilled to be here. I hope you are too. I look forward to hearing from you. And go get your life-changing 22-minute audio MP3 now.